Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous, and I am enjoying my journey of purpose. How about you today? Are you enjoying your journey of purpose? Do you even know what your journey of purpose is all about? But I praise God today that I am here and I've come to encourage you in the word of the Lord. For that is what it's all about. Encouragement. That's what my ministry is all about. What about your ministry? What is it all about? Praise God. The Lord told me who I am. He told me that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is serve His souls. So ever since He told me that, I have been confident in who I am in the Lord, and it makes me mighty glad. So that means that I'm not competing for any position because I already know that it's the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord is what's important, and I'm working on His program with the things that He has given me to do, and mine is to encourage others, and I love it. As I go to the nursing home on Tuesdays and do Bible study with the elderly there, I'm encouraging them in the work of the Lord. As I go to class on Tuesday night, chaplaincy class, I'm encouraging everywhere I go. Who's my neighbor? Anybody I come in contact with is my neighbor. At 7:15 in the morning, when we do prayer on the prayer line, praise God, I am doing the work of the Lord. Whatever the Lord is given, I'm a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service, encourage souls. And so that's what this broadcast is all about. That's why I'm here today, encouraging souls. So today, the encouragement is strengthened in the weight room. We gain strength while we're waiting in the weight room. Praise God. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this topic talking about strengthened in the weight room. Most gracious Father, sure do thank you. And Lord, I magnify you for who you are. For you are great, and you're worthy of every one of my praises. And I give them to you on today. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We say those words. Oh, praise God. But do we really mean it? You are great, Lord, and you're worthy of all of our praises. And we give it to you on today, God. Father, would you forgive us if we've displeased you in any way, Lord? And we thank you for it right now. right now. We thank you for all that you've already done, the doors that you've opened, God, the doors that you've closed, oh God. Thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would go into the hospitals and bless, God. Go in the nursing homes. Go in the homes of your people, God, where abuse is going on, God, in the name of Jesus. Go there and rescue your people, God. Rescue, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Look on our pastors everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are teaching your word, God, that are living your word, God. Strengthen them the more, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. Continue to bless the missionaries everywhere, God. Those, everyone, God, they don't have to have a title. Don't have to be a missionary or a pastor, but doing the work of the Lord. Praise God. We ask that you would bless them on today. Encourage their hearts to more, God. And all that hear this message, oh God, would you encourage them on today, God. And we thank you for your anointing. Praise God. Thank you for your anointing, God. It's your anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you for your anointing to do this broadcast, to share your word, God, with others, Lord, in the name of Jesus, which you have given. And we thank you for it right now. And we bless your holy name. And Father, you said if I would acknowledge you in all of my ways and doings, that you would direct me. And I thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on today. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. And amen, and amen, amen, amen. Praise, praise God. For he is good, and he's worthy of every one of my praises. And I give them to him on today. Praise God. For prayer is always in order. He says that man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time, but it sure is praying time. Praise God. And so every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30, we're on the prayer line praying. And if you would like to join us, you are welcome. As a matter of fact, I would like to invite you to come and join us on the prayer line as we lift up the name of Jesus and pray for whatever the situation is going on in your life, that's going on in our lives. We're praying, praise God, and then we're magnifying God for things that he worked out, praise God. So if you would like to join us, you are invited, and you can call into 515-606-5329, and the code is 634-812. So join us. Join us Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30. Then if you would like someone to come and encourage the people where you are, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Or if you would like to check out the books that the Lord has given me to write and check them out and read them, you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can check them out there. And then join me on the broadcast every Wednesday at 2 o'clock to share in what the Lord is saying. Praise God. And even if you would like to join me at the nursing home, I'm there every Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock and sharing with the elderly. If you would like to join me there, you can email me. Email me and let me know that you would like to. If you would like to be a guest on my show, you can email me. Email me and let me know. Praise God. And I would love to have you as a guest with me at the nursing home or on the broadcast. And I also, the Lord has blessed that I do daily devotionals on Facebook, and I do have a daily devotional that's on my website. today. So join me and be encouraged in the Lord as I am, as I am. Praise God. So I thank God for that. So today we are talking about strengthened in the weight room. We gain strength while we're sitting in the weight room. Have you ever lifted weights? Have you ever went in the weight room and looked at all the different weights that they have in there? Have you ever picked up any? And I think that they tell you that the weights is what they what it does is that it builds muscles. It builds your strength. It builds your strength while you're lifting the weights. So in the weight room, praise God, a lot of time, lots of time, God have us waiting, waiting on different things and situations in our lives. He have us in the weight room. But I wanted to encourage you today in Isaiah 40 and 31, because it says, but they that wait, praise God, not get in a hurry, not try to do it themselves, but wait in the weight room. Sit down in the weight room and wait, because while you're in the weight room, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus, you're gaining strength. You're gaining patience. With patience, he says, possess ye your soul. In the weight room, we gain some patience. You know, today we are living in a world that's microwavable. Everything in a hurry. We're in a hurry to do everything. Everything we do, we're in a hurry to do it. I gotta go. Can't stay here. Can't wait. Just in a hurry. A hurry. But there comes a time, praise God, that we need patience to wait. And that's what Isaiah 40 and 31 is telling us. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait on the Lord, praise God, as believers, thank you, Lord Jesus, he is our guide. He's our leader. He's our director. Praise God. He's the one that gives us the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding how to do. But if we run ahead of him, praise God, we mess up the whole situation. But when we wait on the Lord, wait on his direction, wait on his instructions, oh, praise God, we come out more and better than anything when we wait on God. When we wait on God, we get it right. It's straight. It's right. And not only that, but look what else we gain while we wait on the Lord. He brings us out more than conquerors. More than a conqueror. He brings us out with more than we ever expected to gain when we wait on the Lord. He said, and we shall renew our strength. He said we were going to mount up with wings as an eagle. What does an eagle do? He spread those great big old wings out and he just soared. He just soared through the sky. Soaring through the sky. That even when the storm and the rain come, he soars above storm and the rain, and he just soars. So he said that we were going to mount up with wings as eagles when we wait. When we wait in the waiting room, oh God, praise God, we gain patience. We gain strength. And then he said, we'll be able to run. Ooh, oh, we're going to be able to run. Run, praise God. But in him, they that wait, they that stay in the waiting room, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Said, wait, I say, on the Lord. So they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're going to mount up with wings like an eagle. We're going to run and not faint. And it says, and we will not, and we will not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So wait on the Lord. Stay in the weight room until God says that it's time to come out, until he says, let him speak to you. In the weight room, God can talk to us. He can talk to us. And it's not just us talking, just not us saying, but he can talk back to us. How are you waiting? How are you waiting? How are you doing in the weight room? Are you impatient? You can't wait on nothing? Waiting is a process, and waiting produces patience. It's a process. I love the story about the butterfly and how that he don't start out as a butterfly, but he starts out as a larva, as an egg, as a worm. But look at the end results. And most of the time, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the end results, but we don't think about the process that we have to go through. I remember when I first got saved, I didn't see the process and that I was going to have to go through these different things. Oh, God. But in the waiting room, the Lord takes you through the process. You have to go through the process. And so I went through the process, and oh, my God. I've learned a whole lot of things, but I'm yet learning, because as long as we live, praise God, there's always going to be something that we can learn, and so we continue in the Lord. So are you patient? Are you not patient? Praise God. Then evidently you haven't been in the weight room if you haven't gained some patience in life. Maybe you have not been in the weight room long, and because we live in this microwavable world, we want everything right now. But God said, they that wait on the Lord, get to know him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Get to hear and listen to what he say, that the strength, our strength, shall be renewed. Now, we can't just do nothing while we wait, but we've got to be faithful to God while we're waiting. While we haven't forgotten, he remembers. You know, they said Jesus remembers when others forget. So he has not forgotten the promises that he has given us. But we can't just sit there and just wait, twiddling our thumbs. But we need to be busy on God's program, doing the different things on God's program, waiting on him to bring us out of whatever it is that we are in. So what does it mean to wait? To stay in place in expectation of. So we've got to be still. And I was in this scripture on this weekend. Last weekend is just kind of sticking with me, and that is resting in the Lord, that it's labor to enter God's rest, labor to enter God's rest. And I was looking at that labor, because labor, it causes you something. You got to give up some things. You got to work at it, praise God. And I thought about that. Work to sit down. Work to enter the rest of the Lord, and then stay there. Sit down, praise God. Because when we sit, then God works. But when we get up and try to do it, God sits down. And we don't want God to sit down. We want to be strengthened in the weight room while we're waiting on the Lord, so that God will work on our behalf. So today I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, praise God, to don't be discouraged when time. That means that God's got something extra special just for you. Praise God. And your name is on it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't think that anybody can get what God has for you. What he has for you, it is for you. Praise God. Oh, God program. So wait. Don't try to get it. Don't get in a hurry. Just because God is blessing those around you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it seems like, it seems like God has forgotten about you. But he has not. God has not forgotten about you. And your labor of love, he's not forgotten about it. Let them go on. Don't be jealous, but praise God for them. Praise God that he's blessing them. Be happy. Praise God for them that are being blessed. Because when your time comes, praise God, your time is coming. It's coming because God heard you when you told him about it. He heard you when you called him. He heard you. Praise God. And he has not forgotten. You're just in the waiting room. Praise God. Waiting because God knows that the blessing that he has for you is so big. Praise God. He knows when you're ready for it. And he knows when we're not ready. So praise God where you are. Stay where you are and praise God. Don't make no difference how long that he keep you in the waiting room because he's in charge. He's in charge of the waiting room. It is in the waiting room that God is preparing that big blessing with your. You are faithful in the weight room. Praise God. Not jealous, envious. Keep trusting God even though you don't see anything happening. But things are going on behind the scene. God is working. God has a reason you are in the weight room. And the blessing he has waiting for you is so big, you will not have room to receive it all. So remain encouraged as God strengthens you in the weight room. So don't get in a hurry. Enjoy where you are in the weight room, praising and magnifying God for what he is doing. My prayer for you today, thank you, Lord, for teaching us patience by introducing us to the weight room. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, praise God. Thank you, Lord. This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday and the rest of the week. Bye-bye now.